who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL Podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
The Lombardi may have been lifted, but that doesn't mean there's no football to talk about. It's the offseason, and there's no better way to stay up to date with the latest from our league than with the Around the NFL podcast. Join me, Dan Hensis, and my buds, Mark Sessler and Greg Rosenthal, for news and fresh content all offseason long. From the start of free agency, where we'll break down familiar faces headed to new places, to the next generation of superstars walking across that stage at the NFL draft, we have you covered. Listen to the Around the NFL podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Heed the call.
It's draft season. The 2024 NFL Draft is right around the corner, and the Move the Six podcast has you covered for all your draft needs. The show's hosted by me, Daniel Jeremiah, and my partner, Bucky Brooks.
When it comes to Detroit and the draft, Move the Sticks is the podcast that will answer all of your questions. Who should you put in your mock draft? Don't worry, tune in and you'll be ready to watch the draft like a scout.
We've been studying these prospects all season, so you won't get a better opinion. Subscribe now and listen to the Move the Sticks podcast on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft.
That's right. We will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and surprises.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year.
The Fantasy Footballers Draft special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
And Mike White. And Mike White. If I could be Mike White, wanna be Mike White. Mike White, Mike White. If I could be Mike White. How you doing, buddy?
I'm hanging in there.
All right, good.
Anytime good, we good. Come back with a Mike White open, I get a little bit discombobulated. Who? Watching a little bit of the Lakers while I'm at it as well. But, you know, trying to forget the debacle that was put forth by the Bears defense once again, the, as some would call it, chicanery. Yes, they're playing games with the starting quarterback when it's Trevor Siemian, go Cats, and Nathan Peterman. So watching that unfold yesterday morning was kind of interesting as well. That and all of that, Jay Glazer was live on Fox NFL Sunday. It's like, let's go back to Glazer again. You know, that kind of thing. He's got more information. Now what? Yeah, and he ended up being, as he always is, he ain't going with it.
He was the only guy that ended up being right about that. He was the only
Jay
one.
Glazer. That's
he
right.
was the only one.
So, yeah, it ended up being exactly what I've been talking about for a month. You show progress where you can. Well, Justin Fields wasn't on the field. So there goes, you know, all of your offense. Mooney gets hurt. They actually called a penalty on Sauce Gardner. I'm having that put into one of those frames that I can play the video. It's like, look, drew a flag. Nice job, Claypool. But offensively, you knew it was going to be a disaster. And then the defense hasn't played weeks. They traded off the two best component parts. You're down several guys in the secondary. I got exactly what I expected.
But that's way too long to go without mentioning Mike White's name. We have a mandate every 45 seconds to mention Mike White's name, and you went over 45 seconds without mentioning Mike White's name.
All right, would you like me to have someone else mention it for you? Here,
Mike White.
Let's hear one.
White takes the snap, four-man rush, looks left, dancing left, fires deep sideline left, at the goal line, it's caught, into the end zone, Elijah Moore, that's a jet touchdown, third passing touchdown of the game for Mike White.
The Mike White Radio Network on the call. Mike White's so good, he even got Elijah Moore the ball. I mean, now that's something.
Well, you saw how wide open he was.
Yeah.
So you can either say that was a great route, that was a great throw, or they don't play defense.
Dude, it happens. Guys are open. Look, we're broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com, they'll help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Yes, it was a soft opening for the Jets because
I'm making him like he's Broadway Joe,
no,
literally. Soft opening.
Look, when a Major League Baseball team fires a manager, they do it when the last place team is coming into town because they want to see immediate results. Because if you don't see immediate results, things can spiral even further out of control. You don't fire your manager when the Dodgers are coming in for a 3-game set, right? Or the Yankees are coming in for games Friday through Monday. No, you fire your manager when the Pirates are coming into town, when the Marlins are coming into town,
yeah,
when the Rockies are coming in, when up until this year the Mets. That's when you fire your manager. The Jets need to make this move. Yeah, the Bears are coming to town. They had nobody left on defense. Right? No, Gary Fencik was actually playing free safety yesterday for a couple of plays. They had nobody. So, yeah, this is when you want to have your new quarterback debut. And this also tells you that this is for good. All right, Zach Wilson is not going to play quarterback for the Jets again. I don't care what Robert Saleh says. 3 weeks ago, he said, oh, yeah, Zach's our guy the rest of the year, barring injury. 3 weeks later, Zach Wilson is not the quarterback. Oh, we're going to get Zach back out there. He'll get back out there at some point. No, he's not. He's not, because the Jets are built to win now, and the quarterback was holding them back. You saw, even if you don't know anything about football, you watched the Jets' offense yesterday and how easy Mike White moved the team down the field, how he found the open receivers, how suddenly the Jets' offense looked like a major league offense. And it's no coincidence, because Mike White is a quarterback who last year when he came in and had those couple of great weeks, you saw that in Mike LaFleur's system, Mike White's a really good quarterback. Zach Wilson, I've said it from the beginning, he is not fit for this system, right? He's so bad that I don't know that he even knows what he sees when he looks downfield.
Is he seeing ghosts?
He misses wide open wide receivers. It's not like the Patriots played such incredible defense that there was nothing out there. You go back and look at some All-22 film of him missing wide. He missed Denzel Mims, who was wide open by 10 yards on a touchdown when he was looking at him, coming across the middle of the field. It was an easiest touchdown you could possibly have, but he didn't throw the football. He's at this point, and he was at the point where the Jets said, don't do this, don't do this, don't do this, don't do this. You get scared. Every throw I make, am I going to make a bad throw? Is this a throw that's going to get me put on the bench? And to give Zach Wilson a little bit, it's not all his fault. The Jets, you know, they drilled that into him. Don't make these mistakes. Don't. When you keep telling a quarterback don't, they're never going to be good. They're never going to be good. They're going to go every time. They're going to go back to pass and go, okay, boy, I got to read right here. I think he might be open, but I don't know. I don't want to throw this in, and maybe there's double coverage. No, I'm going to throw it. Oh, incomplete pass. This is what happens. And the Jets, to anyone that wanted to listen the last few weeks, that's all Robert Saleh has said. That's all the Jets have said. That's all every expert has said. They're limiting what Zach Wilson does. They're because they don't trust him. And yeah, you're never going to be good when that happens. But just watch the game yesterday. You saw how easy it was. You saw how the Jets looked like they had come to life because Zach Wilson was no longer the quarterback and Mike White was out there. Mike White gets the system, and Zach Wilson does not. He was never a good fit for this system. And when could you? You brought a guy in who's got a certain kind of skills, and I've said it for the last year and a half. This is someone who needs to play in a wide open, have a Brett Favre, Aaron Rodgers type offensive experience where I can throw the ball downfield when I want to. I can take chances when I think I can get the football in a tight spot. I'm going to roll out and make plays with my legs and get on the outside and be able to throw the football with that quick twitch arm that only me and Mahomes and a couple other guys have. That's the offense he needed to be in, and he wasn't. wasn't. He was put into this offense that you can see. You can still put up numbers, still put up points on this. Mike White threw for 350. The Jets didn't take the game plan and say, okay, we're going to pare this down and we're going to run the football 45 times. No, it's here's our same offense except with a different quarterback. Ta-da, you can still throw for 350 in this offense. Even when Robert Saleh making it feel, oh, he's taking the easy plays, making that. No, he didn't. He made some big-time throws. The receivers made some big-time plays. Garrett Wilson made one of the best open field moves you will ever see a wide receiver make for one of his touchdowns. This guy's a freaking superstar. You can do it, but when you're not put in the right system to succeed, it's going to be difficult. We talked about this a week ago, that how many guys we don't see their careers ever take off because they're not in the right system for their skill sets. And because it's a marriage of a different kind of skill a quarterback has with what an offensive coach wants to believe in, when a coach wants to do scheme over player, that you don't see careers take off. And we watched it in Chicago, where forever it looked like, boy, Justin Fields, they're just going to replace the guy at the end of this year. And in the last 4 weeks, it's been, now we got to build around Justin Fields. This guy's like Lamar Jackson, because they finally have decided, let's build the offense around what he does best. Now, he missed the game on Sunday, but up until last week, the last month, you got to be doing backflips as a Bears fan, because Justin Fields has finally been put in a position to succeed. The Jets never put Zach Wilson in that position. They put him in a system that did not tailor to what he does well. He's got to get rid of the football fast. You know what? Mike White gets rid of the football fast. He makes decisions quick and does it. That's not Zach Wilson. Zach Wilson is, let me give this play an extra half a second to develop, and I can get it there with my arm. That's not the system for him. And the Jets clearly have chosen scheme over player. Everything the Jets have done, it's scheme over player. From Robert Saleh's 25 defensive linemen that he rolls in and out of every single game to where they're at with a quarterback now. Mike White is better. Mike White has been better. Joe Flacco's been better. This is not the offense for Zach Wilson. He's not seeing the field again for the Jets this year. If something happens to Mike White, if he turns into a pumpkin in a month or a couple of games or something happens, they'll go back to Joe Flacco to go down the stretch, because they've seen Joe Flacco have big games. They've seen him win big games. He won the Browns game and then suddenly was, hey, go have a seat on the bench. And when it comes to the offseason and Zach Wilson, they'll figure out quarterback in the offseason. They'll draft somebody, they'll make a trade, free agency, whatever it is. They will figure, maybe Mike White is their guy and he gets $50 million a year because he wins a Super Bowl. You know, they will figure that. That's a story for another day. That's something we'll figure out in February or March. We get into free agency. But Zach Wilson is not seeing the field for the Jets. And yes, a lot of it is on him, but it's also inevitable we got to this point because he's not the right quarterback for this scheme.
Yeah, I think a couple of things at play is that you've got a team that you decided pretty early on, and whether it was the preseason, whether it was the offseason workouts, that you were going to be a let's run the ball and play defense. Unfortunately, Breece Hall gets hurt, so you lose what was a very potent weapon. You still won games with Zach Wilson, and some would argue in spite of. Okay, that's fine. I enjoyed the little video montage that was going around, or if you just saw it as a still photo of him sitting there looking despondent with the hoodie up where he looked like Hayden Christensen from the Star Wars world. So that was kind of fun. A little disturbing how alike they looked in that. But he just didn't have the red eyes and all that stuff that did with Christensen. But
I did like that picture, though. I did like that evil Anakin picture of Zach with the hoodie on.
No, it's good stuff. But
he's gonna start walking up to Mike White after he throws a touchdown, putting his hands out at him, trying to get lightning to come out of his fingers.
Hey, you know what? You got to do what works. Got to get back in there. Look, I have to remind you, though, of your Mike White thing and your love. He won that game against Cincinnati a year ago, 405 yards, 3 touchdowns, 2 picks. His other 3 appearances, he completed 58.6% of his pass attempts for 2 touchdowns and 6 picks.
Stinks.
Just putting it out there.
He had one great game. He had one pretty good game.
And now
you
had a really great game against a team that is...
And he had one awful game.
And that has waved at you saying, we want to suck. Right now, the Bears have the number 2 pick.
But here's the thing. Let's realize. He had one great game, right? Listen, he had one great game. He had one pretty good game. And he had one bad game, right? The Jets this year, are they light years better than they were a year ago? 100%. You're talking about a playoff contender and someone with that's that one of the top five defenses in the NFL. So you don't need to do as much, right? Like last year was you got to do everything because our defense is not there, right? But now the defense is there. As they've shown, even without Breece Hall and without Michael Carter, they still can run the football. They have much better weapons at wideout than they did a year ago. As we said, Garrett Wilson, superstar. So it's not like – so Mike White's on a – this is a different team than he was on last year.
Okay.
So
either way,
just from that, yeah, I'm going to see more success.
They have the fifth hardest schedule remaining, according to our friends at Tankathon.
Doesn't matter. We win every game. 13. I've told you from the beginning of the year, Mike, 13-4. I've told you from the beginning.
Did you see that kid that had the coin flip thing finally lost?
Yeah. He had all the kid that had all the Jets games predicted right by with the coin flip.
Yeah.
I'm glad he was wrong on that one, though. The Jets needed that win.
And that's what they said on Twitter. Sorry, we needed this one.
Yeah. Twitter at Albata Fresca. Mike gets swollen down. The Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. We could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards, or we could talk about how with Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. I mean, talk about amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms. They do apply. So, yeah, no more Zach Wilson. He's not doing it. Not all. A lot of it is his fault. Some of it's the Jets' fault. They got to own a little bit of it, but there's no way they can go back. It'll be Mike White. It'll be Joe Flacco. It'll be Joe Namath. It'll be Browning Nagel and Boomer Esiason at the same time before they go back to Zach Wilson.
I have one important question for you.
Yeah.
Want to buy some Mike White rookie cards?
Oh, buddy. How many did you order after that game yesterday?
No. You don't do them after the game. How many?
Did you order them before the game?
I had a couple sit.
Yeah, buddy. Look at you.
Expensive toilet paper right there.
Hey.
Actually, one of them actually, it has some game-used material in there. So, you know, you can actually do some damage with that.
You know, I'm looking at the list of most expensive trading cards ever. The Honus Wagner T206, Mantle rookie, and then Mike White rookie. Right behind there, right there. Just under the Mantle rookie.
That one of one, I'll tell you.
Yeah, there it
Next
is.
Next level stuff, there National Treasures, Mike White.
Mike White. If I could be Mike White.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
Wow, the Chiefs did it. They went back-to-back.
The end of another season, and now for some time away from the studio.
Oh, Mark, we're not done. Now the fun starts. It's the off-season.
The combine.
Guys running really fast. You bet we're covering
it. Free agency.
Old faces and new places. Of course we'll talk about it.
Got the draft.
The next generation of stars. It's a must.
I'll just set up a sleeping bag in the studio.
That's right. There's no better way to stay up to date on the latest from our league than listening to Around the NFL. We'll break down all the moves and free agency and make sure you're ready for the start of next season.
I'll be here, so you should listen to every word we say about everything we see.
That's right, Mark.
Listen to the Around the NFL podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Heed the call.
It's draft season. The 2024 NFL Draft is coming up, and the Move the Sticks podcast has you covered for all your draft needs. Do you want to watch the game like a fan or have the mind of a scout? The show's hosted by me, Daniel Jeremiah, and my partner, Bucky Brooks. The two of us bring knowledge from careers as NFL talent scouts to the podcast world so fans can watch and understand the nuances of the game like never before.
If you want to learn everything about this year's prospects ahead of the draft and learn what makes them stand out, there's no better podcast than Move the Sticks. Who are the top five draft prospects at each position? Which quarterbacks are going in the first round? Who are the top 50 prospects in the draft? Who should you put in your mock draft? We have all the answers for you.
We've been studying these prospects all season, so you won't get a better opinion. We'll have several new episodes dropping each week, and you don't want to miss a single one. Subscribe now and listen to the Move the Sticks podcast on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the craziest surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL Draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get three wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And guess what? So are we.
Just in case you forgot, I'm Tori Deal. I'm a six-time finalist and a Challenge champion.
And I'm Anissa Ferrer, and I've been gracing your screens for the last two decades. I am a veteran challenger and Challenge All-Star.
And speaking of All-Stars, All-Stars 4 is finally here.
I'm going to be honest. I literally thought this day was never going to come.
Well, the Challenge gods have answered our prayers, and we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, redemption seekers, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
Anyone can win, relationships matter, and only one all-star will claim the title of Challenge Champion.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Didn't think you'd be hitting some Bay City Rollers tonight, did you?
No, well, I'm thinking all the songs with the word Saturday in them, and I thought, well, we're going to get Saturday Night's All Right for Fighting. So we're going to get that one.
Bay Cities.
Bay Cities. Grrr. Prosciutto, horseradish, cheddar cheese. Grrr. Now I want a sandwich. But real quick, before we get into Jeff Saturday, because this merits talking about, because this is about as shocking a development over the last week that none of us saw coming. I mean, forget about Mike White. Right? Nobody saw that. Anthony Davis, right now tonight, another double-double for the Lakers. This is his seventh straight 2010 game for the Lakers, who have won four out of their last five and are on their way right now. They're going to go to the fourth quarter with an 11-point lead over Indiana, 93-82. A win gets them back to 8-11. And look, Davis is 29, and he's kind of been this guy, been who he was his entire career, right? Existing on the talent that he had, didn't really keep himself healthy, didn't seem interested in keeping himself healthy. Seemed interested in going out and playing with the ability that he had, and that works for a while when you're 23, 24 years old. But when you get into your late 20s, you got to start working a little bit more. We didn't think we were going to see that out of Anthony Davis. And what has AD done the last seven games? He has been fantastic. Again, seven straight 2010 game, and we still have the fourth quarter to go here for the Lakers against the Indiana Pacers.
Impressive run all the way through. 24 and 14 are your stat lows in this process. Got a couple of wins mixed in, winners of four of their last five coming in. So you're looking at things trending positively, finally healthy, a couple of scares. Every time he hits the court, everybody groans and starts wondering what it means. He's gotten back up and answered the bell time and again. Thing that I'd be concerned about from the long term, though, is he's playing mid-30s in terms of minutes every night. Some pretty hefty, heavy, battle-weary kind of minutes. So we'll see how that works over the long haul. But right now, Lakers have to be ecstatic. Winning games. Who knew?
Well, they also got to be careful, guys, because Reggie Miller can get hot and hit like six threes in a row here in the fourth.
That's true.
You know, we've seen that happen before.
Oh, where was that game? When did we see that?
We've seen it happen. A while ago. It was against the Wizards in the playoffs in the late night. Yeah,
you mean Knicks, right?
Yeah. No. It was there. No. It was there. So, again, this is the guy the Lakers thought they were getting all along. right? This is the guy they were hoping they were going to get all along, that was someone who night in, night out was going to dominate games like no other big man in the NBA can, because the skill set that he has is unlike a skill set that any other big man has. I get it that the Lakers are saying, okay, you know, at least he's late to the party. We thought he'd be here by now, but let's celebrate this now. There's nothing you can do about the past. He did help him win the title in 2020, and people always want to forget about that. But for Anthony Davis, maybe somehow, and I want to know what's gotten into him. Was it finally him getting sick and tired, turning on the television every day, and people saying, AD, this is just who he is. He's not going to be any good. The Lakers should trade him. I mean, did he hear his name in trade rumors? Did he hear something he didn't like? Because suddenly now, in the last 2 weeks, he has suddenly just become the absolute monster that he was earlier in his career, and the guy the Lakers thought they were going to get.
And he's now the fan favorite after mobbing the guy that hit a half-court shot that netted him $75,000. First guy out there to greet him and hug him was Anthony Davis. Man of the people.
Look at that.
75K, man.
MVP, yo.
Smiling.
Lakers are back, yeah, baby.
Hey, it's the most raucous crypto.com arena has been for them in
a while. We're getting tacos tonight.
Yeah, dude, first of all, you got taco. I mean, how much longer can you really name it crypto.com arena? I mean, really, how much longer?
No. See, but that's the thing, though. Crypto.com is the marketplace. It's not an individual coin.
Right.
So as long as crypto altogether is not at zero, which it is not, I mean, whether they can make their payments is a whole other thing.
Right. I mean, that's like naming, hey, you know, it's going to be the Twitter arena. Oh, I can't name any. No, can't do that.
Well, it's still there. As long as the check clears. What happens down the road? Hey, that's next quarter.
No. Can't do that. Can't worry about that. But just a nice little, because we've done it a lot for football players, a nice little Anthony Davis appreciation
Nicely
moment
done.
Right now. A little AD appreciation moment, because he has been an absolute monster the past couple of weeks for the Lakers.
It's
absolute
funny.
Monster.
We get into the crypto.com trending in the United States. Matt Damon. I didn't even click.
Did he do another commercial?
I don't know.
Does he look even older than his last commercial?
He just looked like he hadn't slept in weeks.
Because really, if you say to me, what impact has cryptocurrency had on the world, I would say it made Matt Damon much older. I mean, that's really the number one thing.
It aged him quickly.
He said, look how old he is now. Look how old you've become. So, Jeff Saturday had a bit of a situation at the end of tonight's game. When the Colts lost to the Pittsburgh Steelers. Colts driving, had the football, just under a minute left to go. Matt Ryan scrambles for 17 yards down to the Steelers' 26-yard line. It makes that a 3rd-and-3 play because it was 2nd-and-20 for the Colts after a penalty. The Colts let 30 seconds tick off the clock, or nearly 30 seconds tick off the clock before they run their next play, which is a run up the middle for no gain. 4th down, they throw an incomplete pass. Steelers take over, kneel on the football, game is over. This is a complete clock mismanagement by Jeff Saturday, who put the final minute of the game up into absolute chaos because he let all this time tick off the clock. Now, let's hear him explain the bizarre clock management and why he didn't call a timeout and let 25 to 28 seconds tick off the clock at the end of the game.
I thought we had plenty of time. I wasn't really concerned. We still had timeouts. I really wanted, when he was going down, I couldn't tell where they were going to start him from going down, right? Like if he was going to get the first down. I expect this to get on the ball and have another play a little bit quicker than that. But again, this wasn't a press for time. We just didn't make enough plays.
Wait, is that Derek Carr or Jeff Saturday? Is Jeff Saturday talking with an accent now? It might be Derek Carr. May I just start playing some more Elvis songs again? No, Jeff Saturday is from Atlanta. But look, you heard him say we were okay with time at that point. And I get it, because when there's a minute left to go and you have 3 timeouts, you think we have all kinds of time. Well, the clock is going to get to zero no matter how many timeouts you have left or not. Right? The clock is going to keep ticking. So now what you've done is, all right, well, I liked where we're at. So you're 30 seconds left, and you have the ball. It's 3rd-and-3. You call a timeout. You think, well, we have all kinds of time. We don't want to leave time for the Steelers to get down the field. But not every play is going to be a 30-yard touchdown. Let's say you run another play, you gain 5 yards, you need another timeout. Suddenly the clock is getting under 15 seconds, and now you are limiting where you can go with the football. You're limiting the plays you can call because you let too much time tick off the clock. You have a 3rd-and-3 situation. Your quarterback just scrambled for 17 bleeping yards. Instead of calling a timeout, let's reset. Let's let Matt Ryan catch a breath, even though the guy's been in the league a while. We know what we want to do here. We have one time. Pittsburgh's not going to call timeout to try. They're going to let us do it. Let's make sure we have all the plays we want to go. We got 26 seconds. We got 26 yards to go. Let's make sure we have what we want to. Let's get the first down, worry about time, and try to finesse it. And instead of finessing, they just let all kinds of time tick off the clock before they snap the football. We're just going to let it all the way down to 30 seconds. Okay, it's great that you still have those 3 timeouts, but you've, number one, caused chaos with your team who's running around going, why are we not calling timeout? What is going on? Are we running a play? Are we not? What is happening? We're going with a play? Am I getting a play? Am I not? This is what's going on with the players on the field, okay? And Jeff Saturday, as a former player, should know this. What's going on? Why are we not doing this? No, Matt Ryan isn't in the huddle saying, guys, we have a lot of time. Look at the clock. We have 3 timeouts left. No, it's what's going on. The roar of the crowd is going nuts. You just made a big play. It's 3rd-and-3. What are we getting? We're looking for this. And instead, we're not getting anything. You have now taken your players and thrown that up in the air. You've taken the energy in the stadium and turned it into what is going on? What are we doing here? But more importantly than that is the clock was down to 30 seconds. Now you have to get in the end zone in 30 seconds. In 30 seconds, you have to get in the end zone with 2 timeouts. Are you going to just run a play and throw it and call timeout? 30 seconds, it's not a lot of time. It's not a lot of time. And let's just say, for grins and giggles, you take the next 12 or 14 seconds to score. Are you kicking the ball back to the Steelers? They're going to have a chance to get down the field and kick a field goal with 15 seconds left? Of course not, right? But you want to have a little bit of time left because you want to have a little bit of ish factor in case plays happen that don't go according to plan. What if this play you thought you were going to run, the wide receiver decides, I can gain 5 more yards staying in bounds. Well, you don't have a timeout left. You had to get out of bounds. What are you doing? Run up to the field. Now we got to kill the clock and time is ticking off. There are many things that can happen that are unforeseen and you only have 30 seconds left to deal with them. So what you did was you made your task in scoring a touchdown that much harder by doing it. Again, you were able to run a 3rd-and-3 play, you're able to get a timeout, run a 4th down play and not get the first down, but you took your probability of success and made it way less because of how you dealt with the time management at the end of a game.
Yeah, but it goes back to the 2-minute warning is when he started with questionable decisions. They get the first down on a 4th-and-3 call, Ryan to Pittman, right? They get their 4 yards, fine. First down, but 25 seconds go off the clock between plays. Okay. Then he's sacked. He fumbled, recovers, lineman recovers, fine. But in that, okay, timeout, settle things down, right? You just took a loss of 7 yards. It's now 2nd-and-17, but they don't snap the ball again until 59 seconds are left. So 36 seconds go off for a sack. You think, all right, remember, you had 71 yards at halftime. I know things are going better, but come on, let's not kid ourselves. We're not in a highly efficient operation here. And then he does the scramble, and it goes from 59 seconds. Next snap is at 30, and then you finally call a timeout. And the only thing for Jeff Saturday, in addition to, you know, the idea of having someone with a clock analyst, the whole seminar that we proposed to start, you also need someone with a set of eyes up in the booth going, he's not anywhere damn close to a first down. That explanation made no sense. They were 3 yards short. That's not a game of inches. That's not the chain gain coming out. Oh, look, it's 2 lengths of chain to a first down. It's 3 yards. That's a person and a half. What the hell are we doing here? Terrible explanation.
How short are we? We're about a person and a half short. Well, an average, okay, a 6-foot person.
A 6-foot guy can't even fall forward to get the first down. But we thought he was close to the first. Are you bleeping kidding me with that explanation?
Do we have any guys who are 7'6 or taller? They can fall down and get afraid. Do we
have
anybody?
Are we competing for Victor Wembanyama?
Can we?
Is Bowl available? I know he had a big night tonight, but is he available to come in and stretch?
Bowl. Again, what Jeff Saturday did was take the probability of winning and decrease that chance because, no, I didn't feel clock time was an issue. Time is always an issue when there's less than a minute left to go and you're down by a touchdown. It's always an issue.
Oh, wait, part three. Just tell your guys you can't give up a big kickoff return like you did earlier to get back into the game.
Listen, it's still too soon for me for big kick returns, okay? Still too soon. Too soon for me for that.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
Hi, this is Jay Glazer, and you may know me from the world of football or fighting or even shows like HBO's Ballers. What you don't know is for my entire life, I have lived in something I refer to as the gray. Depression, anxiety. So now I'm coming out with a new podcast, Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer, where each week, while we talk about mental health, I hope to describe it, give it words. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL Podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
It's draft season. The 2024 NFL Draft is coming up, and the Move the Sticks podcast has you covered for all your draft needs. Do you want to watch the game like a fan or have the mind of a scout? The show's hosted by me, Daniel Jeremiah, and my partner, Bucky Brooks. The two of us bring knowledge from careers as NFL talent scouts to the podcast world so fans can watch and understand the nuances of the game like never before.
If you want to learn everything about this year's prospects ahead of the draft and learn what makes them stand out, there's no better podcast than Move the Sticks. Who are the top five draft prospects at each position? Which quarterbacks are going in the first round? Who are the top 50 prospects in the draft? Who should you put in your mock draft? We have all the answers for you.
We've been studying these prospects all season, so you won't get a better opinion. We'll have several new episodes dropping each week, and you don't want to miss a single one. Subscribe now and listen to the Move the Sticks podcast on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wow, the Chiefs did it. They went back to back.
The end of another season, and now for some time away from the studio.
Oh, Mark, we're not done. Now the fun starts. It's the offseason.
The combine.
Guys running really fast. You bet we're covering
it. Free agency.
Old faces and new places. Of course we'll talk about
it. The draft.
The next generation of stars. It's a must.
I'll just set up a sleeping bag in the studio.
That's right. There's no better way to stay up to date on the latest from our league than listening to Around the NFL. We'll break down all the moves in free agency and make sure you're ready for the start of next season.
I'll be here, so you should listen to every word we say about everything we see.
That's right, Mark.
Listen to the Around the NFL podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Heed the call.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live within the moment fantasy football reactions to all the first round selections and all the crazy surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get three wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And guess what?
So are we. Just in case you forgot, I'm Tori Deal. I'm a 6-time finalist and a challenge champion.
And I'm Anissa Ferrer, and I've been gracing your screens for the last 2 decades. I am a veteran challenger and challenge all-star.
And speaking of all-stars, All Stars 4 is finally here.
I'm going to be honest. I literally thought this day was never going to come.
Well, the challenge gods have answered our prayers, and we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, redemption seekers, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
Anyone can win, relationships matter, and only one all-star will claim the title of Challenge Champion.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fox Sports Radio. It is the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
Hey, buddy.
So, we've talked a lot about a certain team in green tonight, obviously, because you know Mike White. But
E-A-G.
The Green Bay Packers are now sitting in a situation that, Mike, you and I talked about 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
How interesting and squirmy December is going to be, because they're going to have to get a look at Jordan Love, and they're going to have to make a decision about next year. Do you want to keep Jordan Love? Do you want to try to move Aaron Rodgers in the $90 million dead cap? Do we want to try to spread it out over a couple of years? We have a big decision to make. And after Sunday, in which the Packers lost, their season is done, and now Aaron Rodgers is dealing with 2 different injuries, right? I know it's difficult. People want to tiptoe around this and all that, but if I'm the Packers, I got to have the guts. And I got to, if I'm Gutekunst, if I'm LaFleur, I got to, you know, maybe it's all of us in a room with him at once and say, dude, this is football. We're done. Okay? We're done. I know we're not mathematically eliminated. You said you wanted to play until we're mathematically eliminated. I understand you want to do that. But we're done for this season. You're also hurt. You have a couple of injuries that you're having trouble with. And we have to get a look at Jordan Love and figure out what is in the best interest of the Green Bay Packers. So you are now done for the season. We're not going to play you, and we'll figure everything out once we get into February and March. I really would like the Packers to have the guts to be able to go, walk up to and say, you know what, Aaron Rodgers, this is what needs to happen. We need to get a look at him. We got to figure things out. And this is not to say you're done with the team forever. It's we need to figure stuff out, whether it's, hey, Jordan Love is someone getting an audition here that other teams might like him and want to trade for him, like the Jets or somebody else, but they're not going to trade for him unless they have a body of games in which to work with. They want to see him for more than like 1 or 2 games at the end of a year when a couple of teams might not even be playing their best players because there's nothing to play for. So, yeah, it's a tough decision, but we're sitting you down for the rest of the year. You're done. And it just isn't our year, okay? We'll reload and reevaluate the offseason. This doesn't automatically mean you're traded, doesn't automatically mean you're not traded. But in the best interest of the Packers, we have to take a look at what Jordan Love can bring us. And now with this injury, with this situation going on, this is the time for us to do it. That's what the Packers, that's the conversation they need to have with Aaron Rodgers about what the rest of this year is going to have, and they got to have it right now.
Yeah, and now you have the best and the worst of scenarios, owing to your Mike White analysis of, well, what do? You got to give them an opportunity against a cream puff opponent. Well, the Bears are next on the slate. But you also have the Aaron Rodgers continuing battle with Bears and Bears fans of I own you and 23-5 lifetime record that I'm sure he would love to extend and torment the Bears a little bit more. Problem is, it doesn't have the same sting when you're trying to tank to get as high a draft pick as you can. Right now, the Bears are number 2 on that board for those paying attention. So you go through the process, and it's convincing Rodgers, okay, we know what you are, where you're at, what we need to do, and you've got to retool a lot of things with this team. There's a lot of problems. Finally ran the ball with some urgency on Sunday night, but you've got offensive line woes. I don't know how much more duct tape you could put around Bakhtiari to get him out on the field, but and the defense has been atrocious. But for Aaron Rodgers, yeah, you've got this deal, and you figure out what that looks like and what the end game is there. But for Jordan Love, with no discernible body of work, it's awful hard to say. You know, he's looked really good in practice, and he's getting the verbiage right. So, and on the simulator in our Top Gun school, quarterbacking, he gets it done. So you got three battles against division foes out of the final five games. Bears this week, and then you got the Vikings and Lions in the final 2 weeks. But in between there, you've got the Rams and the Dolphins. Well, the Rams, even if the offense is terrible, and I know Aaron Donald's on the injury report right now, the defense has still been pretty stout at times. So there's a nice little test. And then at Miami, Miami's playing for the number one seed, man. They're still battling to roll through and keep the Tua machine rolling. So, you know, they'll be bringing it. So if you really want to test him, you got five games up on the board that really could show you what he is. And in a league that where you need a quarterback, quite obviously, if you've got a guy you think is growing and maybe can earn you some of those draft picks that, in theory, you can then rebuild your squad with so many holes on it because they don't like to spend in free agency and who's going to Green Bay. This is the way to do it.
And look, if you want him to retire, doesn't this help you too? If you really want him to retire, oh, now I'm going to retire. Okay.
We're going to bully you into retirement.
Okay. It works. You have to have that conversation with him and say, this is what – you can still go on the Pat McAfee show. You can still do that.
Yep.
But we got to make a move right
Operation
now.
Operation shutdown, baby. Let's go.
Twitter at How About a Fresca. Mike gets Swollen Dome, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon. Two big NFL stories. We break them down coming up next right here. Jason and Mike, this is Fox Sports Radio. Mike White, if I could be Mike White.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
It's draft season. The 2024 NFL Draft is right around the corner, and the Move the Sticks podcast has you covered for all your draft needs. The show's hosted by me, Daniel Jeremiah, and my partner, Bucky Brooks.
When it comes to Detroit and the draft, Move the Sticks is the podcast that will answer all of your questions. Who should you put in your mock draft? Don't worry, tune in and you'll be ready to watch the draft like a scout.
We've been studying these prospects all season, so you won't get a better opinion. Subscribe now and listen to the Move the Sticks podcast on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Lombardi may have been lifted, but that doesn't mean there's no football to talk about. It's the offseason, and there's no better way to stay up to date with the latest from our league than with the Around the NFL podcast. Join me, Dan Hansis, and my buds, Mark Sessler and Greg Rosenthal, for news and fresh content all offseason long. From the start of free agency, where we'll break down familiar faces headed to new places, to the next generation of superstars walking across that stage at the NFL draft, we have you covered. Listen to the Around the NFL podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast. Heed the call.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.